How to use this policy booklet. This policy booklet and the document called your schedule tell you everything you need to know about your policy. These documents make up the agreement between you and us, so make sure you keep them safe. If you need a copy in large print or braille, please let us know. When reading this policy booklet, please remember the following things. Our policies only cover people that live with their rabbit at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential license. When we say UK in this policy booklet, we also mean the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands, in addition to England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. When we say you or your, we mean the person named in your schedule. When we say immediate family, we mean your spouse, sibling, parent, step-parent, child or stepchild. It also includes civil partners and any other partner that has lived with you permanently for at least 2 years. You and we may choose the law that applies to this policy. By taking out this policy, you agree that this policy will be governed by the laws of England and Wales. All communication will be made in English. Lifetime. Rabbit Insurance. Policy Booklet. Insurance brought to you by Animal Friends. Welcome. Hi. Like your rabbit is part of your family, you're now part of ours. This cover is brought to you by Animal Friends, in partnership with the Pet Health Club. Your policy booklet and a document called your schedule together tell you what you and your rabbit are covered for, as well as what isn't covered. Please read through them carefully. They should answer any questions you have about your insurance. But, if you've got any questions, get in touch using the details on page 7. Let's tell you a bit more about Animal Friends. We believe that protecting your rabbit should be easy and not cost the earth. Here at Animal Friends, we believe all animals deserve to live happy, healthy lives, which is why we've given millions to help vulnerable pets and wildlife. And remember, we're here for you. We've got you covered, and if you want to know more about what makes us tick, simply head over to our website or social media channels. To learn more about our wider purpose, and how Animal Friends gives back, you can visit our charity pages. Wishing you all the best. Richard Mills. Cover limits. The table below details your cover limit. This is the most we'll pay for each section. You should read this table alongside the rest of this policy booklet, as there might be some conditions and exclusions that apply to you. There might also be some amounts you have to pay when you make a claim. For more information, please refer to your schedule and the How This Policy Works section of this policy booklet. Lifetime 1,500 policies. Section A, Vet Fees. You're covered up to £1,500 per policy year. This includes cover for dental accident and illness and complementary treatment. This policy also gives you 24/7 access to Paw Squad to speak to a qualified vet. You'll need to pay one vet fee excess per policy year for each condition you claim for. Section B, if your rabbit goes missing or is stolen. Advertising and reward only. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. This includes up to £125 for a reward. Section C, if you can't look after your rabbit because you're in hospital. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. Lifetime 2,500 policies. Section A, Vet Fees. You're covered up to £2,500 per policy year. This includes cover for dental accident and illness and complementary treatment. This policy also gives you 24/7 access to Paw Squad to speak to a qualified vet. You'll need to pay one vet fee excess per policy year for each condition you claim for. Section B, if your rabbit goes missing or is stolen. Advertising and reward only. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. This includes up to £125 for a reward. Section C, if you can't look after your rabbit because you're in hospital. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. Lifetime 3,500 policies. Section A, Vet Fees. You're covered up to £3,500 per policy year. This includes cover for dental accident and illness and complementary treatment. This policy also gives you 24/7 access to Paw Squad to speak to a qualified vet. You'll need to pay one vet fee excess per policy year for each condition you claim for. Section B, if your rabbit goes missing or is stolen. Advertising and reward only. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. This includes up to £125 for a reward. Section C, if you can't look after your rabbit because you're in hospital. You're covered up to £250 per policy year. Contact details. You can contact Animal Friends for support in the following ways. By phone. 03445571246. Please check our website for opening hours. If you call us from a landline, you'll be charged the standard rate. Calls from mobiles vary depending on your plan. For example, if your plan includes unlimited minutes, your call from a mobile will be free. By email. If you have a general inquiry, you can reach us at info@animalfriends.co.uk. On our website. Contact us on live chat. vethealth.animalfriends.co.uk. Or you can complete an inquiry form to contact a specific department. vethealth.animalfriends.co.uk/contact. By post. Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. How this policy works. This policy booklet and your schedule details everything your rabbit is covered for under this policy, as well as explaining what's not covered. Your policy. You've chosen our lifetime rabbit insurance policy. This covers illnesses and injuries and allows you to claim up to a set amount for vet fees each year. You'll find all the annual limits for everything you're covered for in your schedule. These limits are the most we'll cover per year. For example, if you have our lifetime 2,500 policy, you'll get £2,500 of cover per year towards your vet fees. When you renew, this limit will reset, and you'll have another £2,500 of cover for the following year. When we say condition, we mean any injury or illness with a single cause or diagnosis. For example, if your rabbit has an accident, we'll class any injuries they suffer as one condition, even if they're in different parts of the body. Likewise, if your rabbit has symptoms of a condition that later appears in a different part of the body, we'll class it as one condition. The annual policy limit in your schedule is the most we'll pay for vet fees each year. Every time you make a claim for a new condition, you'll need to pay an excess to help cover the cost of treatment. You should check your schedule to see how much you're covered for, and how much excess you'll need to pay. For more information on your excess, please refer to the Your Excess section. Exclusions on your policy. Some things aren't covered by your policy, these are known as exclusions. It's important you read through your documents to check you understand what is and what's not covered and that you have the cover you need. This policy booklet details what's covered and what's not covered within each individual section. There is also a list of exclusions in the What This Policy Doesn't Cover section. These apply to the whole of your policy. You should check your schedule to see if there are any other exclusions that apply specifically to you or your rabbit. If we include an additional exclusion to your policy, it will be for a condition, or related to a condition, that your rabbit had. When this policy starts and ends. Your policy starts from the day you chose it to, but there's a waiting period before you can start making some kinds of claims. We don't cover accidents or injuries that happen within the first 2 days of your policy start date. For example, if your cover starts on the 1st, you won't be covered for any accidents or injuries that happen before the 3rd. We don't cover claims for illnesses where the signs or symptoms were first noticed within the first 14 days. So, if your cover starts on the 1st, you won't be covered for any illnesses that first show signs or symptoms before the 15th. A condition starts from the date the accident happened, or the date that you, your vet or a treating professional first noticed signs or symptoms of the condition. If the condition was first noticed during the waiting period, you won't be covered if you wait until after the waiting period to get treatment. We won't cover claims for advertising and reward if your rabbit goes missing in the first 2 days of your policy. There are several things which will end this policy. You may decide to cancel your policy, and we can cancel it too in certain situations. For more information on when we can cancel your policy, please refer to the Cancelling Your Policy section. Changing your level of cover. If you want to change your level of cover, you should get in touch with us. We'll explain what changes you can make and when. Changing your level of cover will affect the price you pay. We'll need to agree any changes with you, and we'll tell you how your new cover level will work and what will happen if you've already made a claim. Pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period, whether it needed treatment previously or not. If you noticed something was wrong with your rabbit before you took out the policy, it could be a sign of a pre-existing condition. This is true even if you decided not to take them to the vet. For example, if your rabbit was sneezing before the policy started, and that sneezing was later diagnosed as snuffles, we'd consider this a pre-existing condition. Remember, there is a waiting period at the start of this policy. For more information, please refer to the When This Policy Starts and Ends section. If a condition is first noticed or an accident happens in the waiting period, these will be considered to be pre-existing conditions as well. Any injuries caused by accident or illnesses your rabbit had before you took out this policy will be considered pre-existing conditions. Any complications or conditions that later appear because of that illness or accident also won't be covered. Conditions that affect both sides of the body. A condition or illness which affects a body part that your rabbit has on each side of their body is called a bilateral condition. This could include treatment for body parts such as hips and hocks, and we consider a bilateral condition to be one condition. All decisions about when a bilateral condition started or needed treatment are based on your rabbit's full clinical history. If the history confirms your rabbit previously had a condition and they have the same condition on the other side of the body, we'll consider this a bilateral condition. If the condition on the opposite side of the body was first noticed before the policy start date or within the waiting period, we'll consider this a pre-existing condition. Pre-existing conditions are not covered by this policy. For example, if your rabbit has a pre-existing cataract in the left eye, you won't be covered if they later develop a cataract in their right eye. Amounts you might have to pay. Your premium. The premium is the amount you pay us so we can provide you with insurance for your rabbit. You can decide to pay one amount annually or in monthly installments. You must make sure to keep up with all your payments. If you don't, we won't cover you if you want to make a claim. Vet fees excess. You'll need to pay one vet fees excess for each condition your rabbit might have. You must pay the vet fees excess directly to your vet. The vet fees excess amount won't count towards your vet fee limit. If your rabbit becomes ill with a new condition, and you start a new claim, you'll need to pay the excess. If they need more treatment for the same condition in the same policy year, we'll treat this under the same claim. You won't need to pay the excess again for that condition in that policy year. If you claim for the same condition over more than one policy year, you'll have to pay the excess once per year. Sharing the cost of the vet bill. As your rabbit gets older, you'll also have to start paying a percentage of the vet fees when you make a claim. This is because older rabbits may be more likely to get injured or to become ill. This is known as a copayment and is in addition to your vet fees excess. The copayment amount won't be taken from your vet fee limit. We start applying the copayment at 5 years old. We'll automatically apply the copayment on the first renewal after your rabbit's birthday. For example, if your rabbit turns 5 in January and the policy renews in July, we'll apply the copayment after the July renewal. Check your schedule to see if a copayment applies to your policy. The copayment applies to everything you might claim for under Section A, vet fees. This means that the copayment also applies to claims for repeat medication. Claims for more than your vet fee limit. We'll only cover claims up to your chosen vet fee limit. You'll need to pay any amount that is more than your vet fee limit, as well as paying your excess and copayment where applicable. Looking after your rabbit and keeping them safe. This policy is designed to cover you for things that happen to your rabbit that couldn't have been prevented or predicted. It's important you look after your rabbit's health. If there is something wrong with your rabbit's health, you should arrange for a vet to examine and treat your rabbit as soon as possible. If you delay getting treatment for your rabbit and your rabbit's condition is made worse because of this, we won't pay your claim. You must follow any advice given to you by a vet and arrange and pay for treatment to help lower the risk of injury or illness. If they need treatment, you need to make sure your vet is a current member of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons. You can check your vet's details at https://findavet.rcvs.org.uk/find-a-vet-surgeon. If they're not, you won't be covered. When we say treatment, we mean any assessments, procedures, medications, ongoing care or management that your vet or treating professional recommends. For example, consultations, examinations, advice, tests, medication, diagnostic procedures, or surgery carried out by your vet or treating professional in relation to the condition. Treatment also means any ongoing care needed for that condition, for example, complementary treatments. Your rabbit's health. It's really important you vaccinate your rabbit to protect them from harmful diseases. You must make sure they're vaccinated against myxomatosis, viral hemorrhagic disease, and viral hemorrhagic disease type 2. If a vet recommends any other vaccinations, you must agree to those as well. It's important all your rabbit's vaccinations are kept up to date. We won't cover claims for diseases or illnesses that could have been prevented by a vaccine that was recommended by a vet. You must also regularly worm your rabbit by following an anti-worming program and use a product that's been recommended or prescribed by a vet. Renewing your policy. If you pay monthly by direct debit or annually and have opted into auto-renewal, you won't need to do anything. Your policy will automatically renew for another year. If you paid upfront for a year and haven't opted for auto-renewal, you'll need to make a payment for your cover to continue. You can make a payment in your online account or get in touch with us to renew for another year. 03445571246. Animal Friends will send your renewal invitation at least 21 days before your policy is due to end. You should read the information we send you carefully. We might change some of your terms or the price you pay, so you'll need to check you still have the cover you need. We use several factors to work out the price you pay each year. For example, the age of your rabbit, previous claims, where you live, and the cost of vet fees. This means that your policy price is likely to increase at renewal even if you haven't made a claim. There is no limit to how much your premium may increase each year, and the increase could be significant. Giving us the facts. If you make a mistake. When you purchased your policy, we asked for all the information we need about you and your rabbit. For example, your address, your rabbit's breed and date of birth. If you give us wrong information by mistake, we might need to apply exclusions, change your cover, the premium you pay or the terms of this policy. You might not be able to make a claim, or we might need to void your policy. For example, if we receive evidence that your rabbit is used for breeding, we'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year, minus the amount we've paid for your claims. We use your rabbit's breed and date of birth to work out your premium. If we receive information from you or your vet that confirms the details we have for your rabbit are incorrect, we'll need to update our records. If a change is made, for example, to your rabbit's breed or date of birth, your premium may go up or down. If you are unhappy with your updated premium, you can cancel your policy at any time. If you have made a claim, you may still need to pay the remaining premium for the rest of the policy year. For more information, please refer to the Cancelling Your Policy section. If you need to correct your or your rabbit's information, you should get in touch with us on 03445571246. If you give us wrong information on purpose, it's really important you give us accurate information at all times. If you deliberately exaggerate a claim, mislead us, or don't tell us the truth, this is fraud. We won't pay your claim or give you back any premiums you've paid. We'll cancel all policies you have with us, and we won't cover you again in the future. In some cases, we'll need to tell the police or other authorities and insurance companies. If we've paid a claim where you did not tell us the truth, we'll cancel your policy from the date you gave us the false information. We may ask you to pay us back for any claims we've paid since that date. Keeping up to date with your payments. It's important you keep up to date with your premium. If you're struggling with your payments, please get in touch and we'll see what we can do to help. We won't cover claims if you have any unpaid premiums. How to make a claim? We understand making a claim can be a stressful time, that's why we've made it as easy as possible for you. You can make a claim with us in the following ways. Online through your vet. The quickest way to make a claim for Section A is through your vet, if they have access to Portal, our online claim system. If they do, they can make a claim directly, so you won't need to fill in any forms. Your vet can track your claim this way as well. Using a claim form. If your vet doesn't have Portal or if you want to claim for Section B or C, you'll need to use a claim form. Please check your claim form carefully, as in some instances your vet will need to fill out part of the form and send it back to us. We'll need this to process your claim. For claims under Section A, we are able to pay your vet directly when you claim. However, if your vet asks you to pay for the treatment, you'll need to pay your vet and then submit your claim to us. If we accept your claim, we'll pay you directly. Claim forms are available for policy benefits, including repeat medication and for pre-authorizations. You can download claim forms from vethealth.animalfriends.co.uk/existing-customers/make-claim or give us a call and we'll send you one in the post. 03445571246. Sending your claim form. Once you and your vet have completed the claim form, you can send it by email to claimform@animalfriends.co.uk. If you prefer, you can post the claim form to us. To make sure we can handle your claim quickly, please send all claim forms as soon as possible after your rabbit receives treatment. You must send us a new claim for each section of this policy that you wish to claim for. If you don't, we won't be able to pay your full claim. For example, if you want to claim for Section A and Section B, you must send us a separate claim for each section. Information we need from you. We'll need a copy of your rabbit's full veterinary history to review any claim. We'll only be able to review claims for treatment where the veterinary history is provided in English. All decisions on when a condition started or needed treatment will be made using the information provided by your vet in the rabbit's clinical history. The vet who treated your rabbit should provide the notes they have. We may also need to request additional information, for example, referral reports. We may contact any vet or professional involved with treating your rabbit or any individual that may be involved with this claim. If your rabbit has ever been treated by any other vet, you'll need to contact them and ask for your rabbit's full veterinary history. Sometimes we may need to contact you and ask for extra information. This helps us when reviewing your claim and to determine whether we can pay your claim through your online account. If you need to claim for repeat medication for your rabbit, you can do this through your online account. You can register or log into your account through the My Account button on our webpage, checking if treatment is covered before it goes ahead. You can check if treatment will be covered before agreeing to it. This is known as a pre-authorization. The quickest way to do this is to ask your vet to check through the Animal Friends online claim system, Portal. Pre-authorizations are valid for 4 weeks from the date they are approved. A further pre-authorization will need to be made if the treatment is not carried out within this time frame. If your vet doesn't use Portal, they will need to complete and return the Rabbit Pre-authorization form from our website. Send all completed pre-authorization forms to claimform@animalfriends.co.uk, including pre-authorization, in the subject of your email. Or you can post the pre-authorization form to us. If you are unable to access the forms on the website, please call us to request a copy of the form. We aim to process pre-authorizations within 1 working hour of them being received. This process may take longer if we have not received all the required information to assess the pre-authorization. When we receive your claim, we will review all the information provided by your vet. If there is any additional information which would have meant the pre-authorization wouldn't have been approved, we may have to change our original decision. If there's any other insurance policy that might cover an incident or claim, the other insurer must be told, and you must let us know their details. We don't cover anything that's insured under any other policy. What this policy covers. Section A, Vet fees. What's covered? If your rabbit needs medical care. If your rabbit becomes ill or gets injured, we'll cover vet fees up to the amount shown in your schedule. Make sure you keep your receipts and invoices safe, as you'll need to show them to us when you make a claim. This section only covers vet fees in the UK. Any claim in this section counts towards your overall vet fees limit. If your rabbit develops a condition which affects a body part that they have on each side of their body, we'll class it as one condition. This is called a bilateral condition. For more information about bilateral conditions, please refer to the conditions that affect both sides of the body section. We'll only cover house calls, out-of-hours fees or emergency fees if your vet says your rabbit needs to be seen straight away. We'll cover sedatives that your vet confirms are needed to safely and effectively examine and treat your rabbit. If you're worried about your rabbit's health, you can use Paw Squad. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year, so you'll be able to use it when your vet is closed. It connects you with qualified vets to help diagnose the problem by either video call, telephone call, or text message. If you think your rabbit's condition is urgent or life-threatening, please contact your usual vet straight away. For more information, please refer to www.pawsquad.com. Dental and gum treatment. We'll pay for dental and gum treatment for dental illness or as a result of an accident, as long as in each case it's recommended by a vet. We'll cover up to the amount shown in your schedule. We'll only cover claims for dental illness if your rabbit has had a dental exam within a year before the illness. You must have followed the vet's advice, and any recommended treatment must have been carried out within 3 months of the dental exam. This is true unless the vet advises that the treatment couldn't be completed within this time frame. Complementary treatment. We'll pay for complementary treatments, as long as they're recommended by a vet. Some of the complementary treatments we cover include physiotherapy, acupuncture, and laser therapy. We'll only cover complementary treatments that are performed by a qualified specialist. For a full list of treatments and specialists we cover, please refer to vethealth.animalfriends.co.uk/therapy. Purchasing medication online. Sometimes people choose to buy medication from a pharmacy or online instead of from their vet. If you do this, we'll cover the cost of your vet writing the prescription as well as the medication. If you buy your rabbit's medication from an online pharmacy, we'll cover up to £10 towards the cost of postage and packaging each time you order. Tests needed to diagnose a condition. We'll pay for tests when they're needed to investigate or diagnose a condition covered by this policy, such as X-rays, ultrasounds, MRI, and CT scans. We'll cover the cost of a blood test carried out before performing surgery if your pet's clinical history confirms it's necessary to safely carry out the treatment. Supplements. We'll cover the cost of supplements which are recommended by your vet or treating professional to treat a diagnosed condition. We won't pay for any supplements that are used for preventative or elective treatment. If your rabbit is put to sleep by your vet, we'll cover the cost of your vet putting your rabbit to sleep if they die as a result of something covered by this policy. We'll only do this if it's needed to prevent suffering. This must be confirmed in your vet's notes. What's not covered? Remember, there may be exclusions within your schedule. There is also a list of exclusions in the "What this policy doesn't cover" section. These apply to the whole of your policy. Claims at the beginning of your policy. We won't cover any accident or injury that happens within the first 2 days of your policy start date. We also won't cover any illness that starts within the first 14 days. This is known as a waiting period. For more information about waiting periods, please refer to the "When this policy starts and ends" section. Conditions we don't cover. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period, whether they needed treatment previously or not. For more information about pre-existing conditions, please refer to the "Pre-existing conditions" section. We won't cover claims for diseases or illnesses that could have been prevented by a vaccine that was recommended by a vet. We don't cover sexually transmitted diseases, rabies, or Jeschke's disease, or leishmaniasis. We won't cover vet fees for treatment resulting from pandemics, epidemics, or a notifiable disease. Notifiable diseases are diseases listed by the government. For a full list of notifiable diseases, go to the www.gov.uk site and search for notifiable diseases. We won't cover any costs for treating flystrike if your rabbit has already been treated twice for this condition. We won't cover any costs for treating false pregnancy if your rabbit has already been treated twice for this condition. Dental and gum treatment we don't cover. We won't cover claims for dental or gum treatment for dental illness unless your rabbit has had a dental exam within a year before the illness. We also won't cover claims if you didn't follow the vet's advice and haven't had any recommended treatment carried out within 3 months of the dental exam. This is true unless the vet advises that the treatment couldn't be completed within this time frame. We also won't cover the cost of any dental checkup carried out by your vet. The cost of routine trimming, burring or rasping teeth. The cost of routine polishing or scale removal, elective or cosmetic dentistry such as veneers or orthodontic treatment. Appliances which are needed for cosmetic reasons. The treatment or removal of first teeth. Tests and treatments we don't cover. Treatment if your rabbit is injured whilst traveling in a moving vehicle. We won't pay any claims if your rabbit was injured whilst traveling in a vehicle if you did not use a cage or crate to restrain them. Treatment if your rabbit is injured because it escapes. If your rabbit escapes and is injured, we won't pay claims if you didn't take reasonable precautions to make your home and garden secure. For example, if your garden isn't securely fenced, or you didn't close the gate to your garden. If you can't make your garden secure, you should keep the rabbit safe by putting them in a rabbit run. We won't pay claims if you don't. If your rabbit is injured because they escaped, we'll ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. Other tests and treatments we don't cover. We don't cover routine, elective, or preventative tests, for example DNA testing. If a test shows your rabbit is suffering from a condition not covered by this policy, we won't cover the cost of the test. We don't cover any routine, preventative, elective, or cosmetic treatment, even when it's recommended by a vet to prevent an illness or injury. We also don't cover any complications that arise from these treatments, unless they're caused by neutering, vaccinations, or flea or worming treatment recommended or prescribed by a vet. We also don't cover herbal worming products or any complications that result from using them. We don't cover costs resulting from not having routine, preventative, elective, or cosmetic treatment recommended by a vet to prevent an injury or illness. We don't cover the cost of any training, treatment, or therapy for behavioral issues. You won't be covered for any treatment as a result of breeding, pregnancy, or giving birth. We also won't cover the cost of emergency C-sections. We don't cover stem cell or gene therapy or cloning. We also don't cover any form of DNA testing, organ transplants, platelet-rich plasma, PRP, osteochondral autograft transfer system, OATS, or any complications that result from these. We don't cover any claims for prosthetic limbs. This includes the cost of the prosthetic, consultations and procedures, or any complications or rehabilitation your rabbit might need afterwards. We don't cover claims caused by your rabbit being a blood donor, including any complications that appear as a result. We won't cover claims if you or your immediate family deliberately harm your rabbit. You should arrange for a vet to examine and treat your rabbit as soon as possible. If you delay getting treatment for your rabbit and your rabbit's condition is made worse because of this, we won't pay your claim. Other things we don't cover. We don't cover the cost of transporting your rabbit to another vet or hospital for treatment. We also don't cover the cost of an ambulance. We don't cover bedding and blankets, including incontinence sheets or kennel liners, even if they've been recommended by a vet. We'll cover the cost of one Buster collar for every condition your rabbit has, but any additional Buster collars won't be covered. We won't cover any items used to stop your rabbit from causing themselves more harm. This includes hock boots and pet t-shirts. We also don't cover leads or harnesses. We don't cover the cost of food, even if it's prescribed by your vet. We don't cover any admin or postage fees your vet may charge. This includes, for example, fees for giving us information about your rabbit's medical history or referring them to another vet. This also includes any cost a vet may charge to prepare or supply medication. This is sometimes called a dispensing fee. We also won't cover the cost of your vet filling in any form other than providing a prescription to allow you to buy medication online. We also won't cover any fees your vet charges to admit or release your rabbit from hospital. We won't cover the cost of a postmortem, unless we ask for it. We won't cover any cremation or burial costs if your rabbit dies or is put to sleep. We won't cover the cost of coffins, caskets, urns, or keepsakes. We also won't cover any items designed to contain or scatter ashes. Section B. If your rabbit goes missing or is stolen. What's covered? Advertising and reward. We'll cover up to the amount shown in your schedule for the cost of advertising and reward. We'll cover claims for advertising and reward if your rabbit goes missing or is stolen in the UK. As soon as you realize your rabbit has gone missing, you should try to find them. If your rabbit is lost or stolen, you must report their loss to your vet. If your rabbit is microchipped, you must also contact the microchip company. If you don't do these things, we won't cover your claim. If you can't find your rabbit within 48 hours of them going missing, you can make a claim. If your rabbit is lost because they escaped, we'll ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. To claim a reward under this section, you'll need to show us a copy of your advert which includes the date and the reward amount. If someone finds your rabbit, you'll need to give us their details before we can pay the claim. We'll only do this if the reward is covered by this policy. You can choose to cancel your policy if your rabbit has been lost or stolen. If you ask us to, we'll cancel your policy from the date your rabbit went missing. For more information, please refer to the Cancelling Your Policy section. What's not covered? Remember, there may be exclusions within your schedule. There is also a list of exclusions in the What This Policy Doesn't Cover section. These apply to the whole of your policy. If your rabbit gets lost at the beginning of your policy, we won't pay any claims under this section if your rabbit is lost within the first 2 days of your policy. If your rabbit is lost because it escapes. If your rabbit escapes, we won't pay claims if you didn't take reasonable precautions to make your home, garden, and any other places your rabbit visits are secure. For example, your garden should be securely fenced, and any gates should be closed. If you can't make your garden secure, you should keep the rabbit safe by putting them in a rabbit run. We won't pay claims if you don't. You should take reasonable precautions to stop your rabbit from escaping when opening doors and windows. We won't pay claims if you don't. Rewards we don't cover. We won't cover any rewards given to anyone you know personally. For example, a member of your immediate family, friend, or someone that works for you. If you abandoned your rabbit. We won't cover any claim if you deliberately abandoned your rabbit. If your rabbit is lost or stolen while being looked after by someone you pay. We won't pay any claims for rabbits which are lost or stolen while being looked after by someone you pay to mind them. Section C. If you can't look after your rabbit because you're in hospital. What's covered? There may be times when you unexpectedly won't be able to look after your rabbit because you need to stay in hospital for emergency care. If this happens, we'll pay towards having your rabbit looked after by a licensed petminder. You'll be covered up to the amount shown in your schedule. We'll only pay claims under this section if you were in hospital in the UK for more than 2 days in a row. We'll cover costs to look after your rabbit from the first day of your stay. Remember to keep hold of your receipts from the petminder as we'll need them to handle your claim. We'll also need some information about your stay in hospital, such as the date you arrived, the date you left, and the reason for your stay. This may also include some sensitive information about, for example, your health, that we need to handle your claim. We'll always keep this information safely and securely and follow all relevant data protection laws. We'll only cover hospital stays in the UK that have been advised by a doctor, specialist, or consultant. What's not covered? Remember, there may be exclusions within your schedule. There is also a list of exclusions in the What This Policy Doesn't Cover section. These apply to the whole of your policy. We won't cover repeat stays in a hospital because of a long-term condition. We won't cover you if you have a planned stay in hospital, such as for a routine operation or to have a baby. We won't cover claims if you stay in a nursing home. We won't cover stays with an unlicensed pet minder. What this policy doesn't cover. There are some things we won't cover under any part of this policy. We've listed these in this section. There are additional exclusions that apply to each section of cover. Please ensure that you refer to the information under what's not covered in each section. Claims at the beginning of your policy. There is a waiting period before you can start making some kinds of claims. For more information, please refer to the when this policy starts and ends section. Pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period. This is true, whether it needed treatment previously or not. For more information about pre-existing conditions, please refer to the pre-existing conditions section. Laws and regulations. We won't cover pandemics, epidemics, or notifiable diseases. These are diseases listed by the government. For a full list of notifiable diseases, go to the www.gov.uk site and search for notifiable diseases. If your rabbit has one of these diseases, you need to tell the authorities straight away. We won't cover the cost of vet fees or euthanasia because of an order given by any authority which has the legal right to make the order. We also won't cover any cost for compulsory or mass vaccination for a specific illness and any complications because of the vaccination. We won't cover costs if your rabbit is confiscated, quarantined, or put to sleep by order of the authorities. For example, as a result of a criminal court case or an act of parliament. We also won't cover claims resulting from any disease passed from animals to humans. Rabbits that aren't covered. We don't cover rabbits younger than 4 weeks old. We don't offer new policies for rabbits who are over the age of 5. We don't cover any rabbits used for anything other than being a domestic or household rabbit. For example, using them for the mating and production of animals or breeding, and providing therapy, assistance, or care for other people. Crime. We won't cover claims that result from you breaking the law. This covers laws and regulation from both central and local government, and both present and future. Likewise, we won't cover claims that are fraudulent. It's important you always tell us the truth. We also won't pay for claims for any fines or penalties that you're responsible for. Wars, riots, and terrorism. We won't pay claims for anything caused by acts of terrorism. We also won't cover claims relating to war, riots, or revolution. Other things we don't cover. We won't cover any claims if your rabbit injures someone or damages their property. We won't cover anything that's stated as an exclusion in your schedule. We won't cover any claims caused by any aircraft, such as planes, helicopters, hot air balloons, or drones. We won't cover claims caused by radiation or contamination from any nuclear explosions or fallout. We don't cover anything that's insured under any other policy. For example, insurance held by a licensed pet minder. We don't cover any fees or interest you might be charged by credit cards, loans, or other finance plans. We won't provide cover if you don't live with your rabbit at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential license. When we say UK in this policy booklet, we also mean the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands, in addition to England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. We won't cover any claims if your rabbit needs treatment and your vet isn't a member of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons. You can check your vet's details at https://findavet.rcvs.org.uk/find-a-vet-surgeon. Making changes to this policy. It's important you tell animal friends if your or your rabbit's circumstances change, as this might affect your cover. If any of the following things change, let us know straight away by calling 03445571246. Some changes to your circumstances can affect the price of your policy. These are set out in this section and in the Giving Us the Facts section. You'll need to inform us of these changes, and we'll confirm any changes to the price of your policy. If you are unhappy with the change in the price you pay, you'll have a right to cancel your policy. Please refer to the rest of this section for more information. Changes that can affect the price of your policy. You and your rabbit move to a new home. We use your address when we work out your premium. So, if you and your rabbit move to a new home, even if it's only for a short time, you should let us know. If you move to a new home, your premium may go up or down. Please contact us to update your address as soon as possible. We'll confirm if there will be a change to your premium. If you decide to cancel because a change affects the price of your policy, if your circumstances change and this affects the price you pay, you can cancel your policy. If we have paid a claim in this policy year, you may still need to pay your remaining premiums. Please refer to the Cancelling Your Policy section for more details. If we need to make changes to this policy, when your policy is due to renew, we can make changes to your premium, your excess, or by adding or removing cover. We'll always tell you at least 21 days before your renewal date, so you can decide if your policy still meets your needs. Change of insurers. It may be that the insurance company underwriting your cover could change at renewal. If this happens, you will be told of this change in good time before your current policy renews and told about any changes in your policy cover. If you pay by direct debit, then your policy may be automatically renewed with the new insurer. If you don't want your policy to be renewed, then please let us know before the renewal date. If you need to make other changes to this policy, changing your level of cover. If you want to change your level of cover, you should get in touch with us. We'll explain what changes you can make, and when. Changing your level of cover will affect the price you pay. We'll need to agree any changes with you. We'll tell you how your new cover level will work and what happens if you've already made a claim. Making a change to the way that you pay. If you want to change the way that you pay, please get in touch. This includes changing from annual payments to monthly payments and opting into or out of auto renewal. Allowing us to speak to another person about your policy. Sometimes it can be helpful to add the name of another person to your policy. They must be over the age of 18. For example, your vet or your partner. This will allow us to speak to the other person if you're not available. If you want to add another person to your policy, please get in touch with us. Adding a power of attorney to your policy. Please get in touch if you need to add an authorized person to your policy. We'll ask for a copy of your power of attorney documents. Which rabbit does my policy cover? You'll need a separate policy for each rabbit that you want to insure. We don't allow customers to transfer their insurance policy from one rabbit to another rabbit. If you want to cover a new rabbit, you'll need to take out a new policy. Cancelling your policy. This policy is a 12-month contract of insurance that can be paid for annually or monthly. This section explains how you and we can cancel your policy and the effect of cancelling it at different times. When you can cancel your policy. You can cancel your policy at any time by calling or writing to us. Cancelling within 14 days. If you pay annually for your policy. If you cancel within 14 days of the policy start date and we haven't paid a claim, we'll give you a full refund. If we've paid a claim and you cancel within 14 days of the policy start date, no refund will be given. This is true unless you're cancelling because your rabbit has passed away or been lost or stolen. In this case, we'll refund you for any full month's premium remaining in this policy year. If you pay monthly for your policy. If you cancel within 14 days of the policy start date and we haven't paid a claim, we'll give you a full refund. If we've paid a claim and you cancel within 14 days of the policy start date, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. This is true unless you're cancelling because your rabbit has passed away or been lost or stolen. In this case, we'll cancel your direct debit and no further payments will be taken. Cancelling after 14 days. If you pay annually for your policy. If you cancel after 14 days and we haven't paid a claim, we'll refund you for any full month's premium remaining in this policy year. If you cancel after 14 days and we've paid a claim for something that happened in this policy year, no refund will be given. This is true unless you're cancelling because your rabbit has passed away or been lost or stolen. In this case, we'll refund any full month's premium remaining in this policy year. If you pay monthly for your policy, if you cancel after 14 days and we haven't paid a claim, we'll cancel your direct debit and no further payments will be taken. If you cancel after 14 days and we've paid a claim for something that happened in this policy year, you must pay the remaining premium for this policy year. This is true unless you're cancelling because your rabbit has passed away or been lost or stolen. In this case, we'll cancel your direct debit and no further payments will be taken. If you need to claim after you've cancelled your policy, if you want to claim for something that happened before you cancelled, you must pay the remainder of your full year's premium before we'll pay your claim. We won't pay any claims for something that happens after your cancellation date. If you decide to cancel because a change you've made affects the price of your policy, you may need to make a change to your policy or correct information you previously provided, which may affect the price. For example, if you move to a new home, if the change affects your price, you can cancel your policy. For information on changes you can make, please refer to the Making Changes to This Policy section. If you decide to cancel and we've paid a claim for something that happened in this policy year, you'll need to pay the remaining premium for this policy year. If you claimed for something that happened before you made the change to your policy, if you pay annually for your policy, if the change affects the amount of your premium and you decide to cancel, you won't receive a refund, but there will be nothing additional to pay. If you pay monthly for your policy, you'll need to pay the remaining year's premium. This will be the lower premium from either before or after you made the change. If you claimed for something that happened after you made the change to your policy, if you pay annually for your policy, if the change lowers your premium, we'll refund you the difference between your old and new premium for the remainder of the policy year. If the change increases your premium, you'll need to pay the difference between your old and new premium for the remainder of the policy year. If you pay monthly for your policy, you'll need to pay the remaining year's premium. This will be your new premium from after you made the change. If your rabbit dies, you can cancel your policy if your rabbit passes away or is put to sleep by your vet. If you let us know, we'll cancel your policy from the date your rabbit passed away or was put to sleep. If your rabbit is lost or stolen, you can choose to cancel your policy if your rabbit has been lost or stolen. If you ask us to, we'll cancel your policy from the date your rabbit went missing. When we will cancel your policy, we can cancel your policy for the following reasons. If we need to cancel your policy, we'll get in touch with you first by email or post. If you don't keep up with your payments, if you're unable to make a payment, please get in touch with us to find out how we can help. If we don't hear from you, we'll cancel the policy 1 month after the date we last received a payment. We may be able to reinstate the policy if you pay within 28 days of the cancellation date and your rabbit's health hasn't changed. If you don't give us accurate information, it's really important you give us accurate information at all times. If you give us wrong information by mistake, we might need to void your policy. For example, if we receive veterinary evidence that your rabbit was over 5 years of age when you took out the policy, we'll act like your policy never existed. We'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year, minus the amount we've paid for your claims. If you deliberately exaggerate a claim, mislead us or don't tell us the truth, this is fraud. We won't pay your claim or give you back any premiums you've paid. We'll cancel all policies you have with us, and we won't cover you again in the future. In some cases, we'll need to tell the police or other authorities and insurance companies. If we've paid a claim where you did not tell us the truth, we'll cancel your policy from the date you gave us the false information. We may ask you to pay us back for any claims we've paid since that date. If you use your rabbit for anything other than being a domestic or household rabbit, we don't cover any rabbits used for anything other than being a domestic or household rabbit. For example, using them for the mating and production of animals or breeding, and providing therapy, assistance, or care for other people. We'll cancel your policy if we receive information that shows your rabbit is being used for anything other than being a domestic or household rabbit. We'll cancel your policy from the date we receive the information. If your rabbit dies, we'll cancel your policy if we receive information from you, or your vet, which confirms that your rabbit has passed away or was put to sleep. We'll cancel your policy from the date your rabbit passed away or was put to sleep. If you move abroad, our policies only cover people that live with their rabbit at a permanent address in the UK. If you move out of the UK, you must let us know and we'll cancel your policy. If we cancel your policy and you haven't made a claim in this policy year and you pay your premiums monthly, we'll cancel your direct debit. If you paid for your policy annually, we'll refund the remaining months of cover. If we've paid claims for something that happened this policy year, and you pay premiums monthly, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. If you paid for your policy annually, no refund will be given. If we stop selling the product. As part of our ongoing commitment to provide customers with rabbit insurance that meets their needs, we regularly review the insurance products we offer. We may make the decision to withdraw a product or level of cover from our range. If we do this, we'll clearly explain this in your renewal invitation. We'll send you this at least 21 days before your policy is due to end. We'll also provide you with information about other cover options available. How to make a complaint. We hope you're happy with your cover and our service, but if you're unhappy about something, we'd like to try to put things right. If you want to make a complaint, you can contact Animal Friends in the following ways. By phone, 03445571246. By email, complaints@animalfriends.co.uk. By post, Complaints Department, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. If you're not happy with our response, you can contact the Financial Ombudsman Service if you're not happy with how we handled your complaint. You can do this after receiving our final response letter, or after 8 weeks from the date we received your complaint. The Financial Ombudsman Service is an independent complaint service that's free to use. You can find out more about them and how to complain at www.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. You can also contact them in the following ways. By phone, 08000234567. By email, complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk. By post, the Financial Ombudsman Service, Exchange Tower, Harbour Exchange Square, London, E149SR. You can also choose to take your claim to court, and contacting the Financial Ombudsman Service does not affect your right to do this. You and we may choose the law that applies to this policy. By taking out this policy, you agree that this policy will be governed by the laws of England and Wales. All communication will be made in English. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme. We're covered by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. This means that in the unlikely event we go out of business, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme may be able to pay you compensation. You can find out more about the Financial Services Compensation Scheme at www.fscs.org.uk or by calling 08006781100. Alternatively, they can be contacted in writing at Financial Services Compensation Scheme, P.O. Box 300, Mitcheldean GL171DY. How we use your personal information. When you apply for one of our policies, Animal Friends and Pinnacle Insurance Limited collect and store the information you give them. This includes your name, address, and contact details. It may also include sensitive data such as information about your health. For example, if you're claiming under Section C of this booklet, we'll always do this securely and safely and follow all relevant laws. We might share your details with other organizations if we need to. For example, with fraud prevention specialists or if we're handling a complaint. You can see the full Animal Friends privacy policy at vethealth.animalfriends.co.uk/privacy-policy. If you want to receive more information from us, if you'd like information about looking after your pet, charity updates, or information about new products and services, you can tell us by logging into your account. You can also email Animal Friends at info at animalfriends.co.uk. Our policy documents have been awarded the Fairer Finance Clear and Simple mark, which recognizes clear design and simple language. If you have any questions about any of our policies, please get in touch. Animal Friends Insurance is a trading name of Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited. Registered in England 3630812, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Financial Services Register Number 307858. Registered Office, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire SP47QA. Who underwrites this policy? This policy is arranged and administered by Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited, who is an insurance intermediary and is registered in England and Wales. Registration number 03630812. Registered office, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Register number 307858. Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited is referred to as Animal Friends in this policy booklet and your schedule. This policy is underwritten by Pinnacle Insurance Limited. Pinnacle Insurance Limited pays a commission to Animal Friends to sell insurance on its behalf. When we say, we, our, or, us, in this policy booklet, we mean Animal Friends on behalf of Pinnacle Insurance Limited. Pinnacle Insurance Limited is registered in England and Wales. Registration number 1007798. Registered office, Pinnacle Insurance Limited, 4th floor, Limelight, Elstree Way, Borehamwood, Hertfordshire, WD61JH. Pinnacle Insurance Limited is an insurer and is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority. Pinnacle Insurance Limited is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Firm Register Number 110866. Pinnacle Insurance Limited is a member of the UK Financial Services Compensation Scheme and Association of British Insurers.